Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Suns in four.
One, two, three, four.
4 minutes of nonstop Suns news, highlights, and takes on the team. Brought to you by 72 Sold. 72sold.com, where you can sell your home in 72 hours for thousands more than selling the traditional way. Suns in four.
Yeah, Suns beginning a road trip in Toronto last night in an empty Scotiabank Arena, and Jay Crowder set a tone early with the first hoop of the
Devin
game.
Booker gets it from Chris Paul, top of the arc, swings to Crowder, right side three. Good for Jay Crowder, and the Suns are on the board.
Always a good feeling when Jay Crowder hits his first three-point attempt. That goes back to last year.
Yeah,
first
that's right.
With the team.
That's a good point.
All right, the first one went in. You could probably expect some pretty good things from Jay Crowder,
yeah.
And that was definitely the case. Early 3-0 lead there. Toronto would respond. Fred VanVleet has been one of the best players in the league over the last couple weeks. Came in with like six straight 30-point games, reigning Eastern Conference Player of the Week. He got hot early on.
Fred VanVleet to the left baseline. Fadeaway jumper over eight, and again, swishes home for VanVleet.
Yeah, VanVleet with the step-back shot there. That put Toronto up 4 points at 16-12. The first quarter would end with Toronto up 31-23. They led by as many as 11 in that first quarter, so kind of an uphill battle for the Suns for a lot of the night. And it continued. But Chris Boucher, also in the second quarter, he got very involved and did so with this dunk.
Bounce pass in the left corner for Birch. Penetrates around Crowder, then finds a wide-open Boucher for the easy dunk. And that was set up by Kem Birch in the penetration. And a nice cut from Boucher, who has 4 points off the bench.
With a minute 29 left in the second quarter, the Raptors were back up by 3:45-42. Jay Crowder hit a big one before the end of the half.
3 to inbound, far sideline. Holds above his head, finds Jay Crowder. Quick trigger three. Good for Jay. And that was a big one for the Suns. They needed that right out of the inbounds pass. It's also a 2-for-1, 31 seconds left.
Yeah, and then Siakam missed a shot. Crowder missed a three-pointer near the buzzer. So the Suns went into the break. Bick, down two, 48-46 to Toronto. And that's where the speech with DeAndre Ayton and the communication happened.
That's right.
We will fast forward into the fourth quarter now. 71-69 Raptors going into the fourth. So a tight game throughout, and the Suns would fall behind by as many as six in the quarter. Precious Achiuwa with a layup 9 minutes to go. That put Toronto up by six, 79-73. But the Suns would go on a run, a 16-4 run to take the lead back. And Mikal Bridges had a big shot in that run.
CP3 dribbles against Ananobi, gets a screen from Ayton, bounce past Bridges, open for three, and he cans it on the right side. Suns get back-to-back trifectas from Crowder and Bridges and take a four-point lead. That's the biggest advantage they've had all night.
Yeah, and it would grow to six when DeAndre Ayton hit a shot, 89-83. Things got tight again.
Mm-hmm.
The Raptors went up by one with a minute 41 to go on two free throws by OG Ananobi, 90-89. And then Devin Booker, who had struggled all night and struggled recently with his shot, hit a huge one.
Booker off the inbounds pass, fading and hitting on the right baseline from 20 feet away. Suns retake the one-point lead, 91-90.
And that set the cue for Chris Paul to hit a huge shot of his own.
CP3 into the forecourt. Gets a screen from Ayton. Penetrates. Right elbow jumper up and around the rim and in for CP3. He gets the roll from his spot, and the Suns have a three-point lead.
And he used all of the rim on that shot.
Yeah.
93-90 at that point.
That's what it's there for.
Ananobi would come back with a layup to make it 93-92. And then it turned into a foul fest and a free throw shooting contest. And the Suns won that contest. They hit 6 of 6 in the final seconds, and the final call sounded like this.
He finds VanVleet in the backcourt. Chris Paul defending loosely. VanVleet will just throw it up at half court and miss everything, and that'll do it. The Suns win 99-95, the final score from north of the border, where the Suns have now won three straight in the series with the Raptors and are 31-9 on the season. They're the first team in the league to 31 wins this year.
John Bloom on the highlights there on the Suns Radio Network.